call the meeting of the Public Commission on the Oregon Legislature to order. Welcome all. It's our final official meeting, and I'm glad you're all here for this spirited discussion on the acceptance of our final report. Would the staff care to brief us on the whereabouts of our brother and sister commission members and what their status may be today so that everybody will know?
Okay, I'm sorry.
There are more going to be present than that which you're actually are looking at right now.
Sheriff Ramirez and Carl Wilson will not be able to attend today. We know that Bronner, Garber, and Yoshida are stuck in traffic in various locations around the state, but they're heading this way. And everybody else should be here at some point today.
Thank you.
Thank you. On the phone, we have Bridget Burns.
Is anybody else joining us by telephone?
No.
No. Okay. You still there, Bridget?
Dick Krieger, was he coming today?
Bridget? She was there.
Did you hit the button?
Nope. I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Ah, you got it muted, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm here too.
Well, nice to hear your voice. Well, folks, you were all sent copies of the draft of the final report. The purpose of the meeting today is to adopt this. We want you all to be to have your questions answered, to be able to make whatever comments you'd like to make about the draft. Any changes to the draft are probably going to be, well, they'll be easy to make, according to the staff. So if you choose to make any changes, we will discuss those and adopt them in the forms of motions. The chair at this point, in order to get the discussion started, would entertain a motion to adopt the final report.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Staff's got that. Thank you. So the discussion is open on the adoption, on the motion to adopt the final report, which will be presented to the emergency board first on the agenda Friday morning, December 1st. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I suggest, and you know, if this is a bad idea, fine, maybe like a 15-minute break for people to take time to go through it and then come back at 9 o'clock and be ready to roll.
Well, that's probably an appropriate motion. I'm going to assume, however, that everyone that was mailed it took the time to review it thoroughly before they arrived this morning. But just in case you got caught short, I believe that the motion is well taken. I don't know that it takes a motion. The chair will declare a 15-minute recess until 9 a.m. Call the meeting back to order, and we are under the item discussion for the motion to adopt the draft final report as our final report. Is there any discussion? Carrie, did you have discussion, or was the extent of your discussion the move for a recess?
Well, just to give everyone a chance to take a look at it and allow Commissioners Yoshida and Boone to arrive as well.
Oh, that was very good. That's good.
But I think, as I look at it, I'm reminded of the old Goldilocks principle. You know, I'm sure there's parts in here that are probably too big for some of us, and there's probably recommendations that are too small for us, but by and large, it strikes me as just about just right for the report. So it's a thoughtful, innovative document. We doubt that all commissioners agree with 100% of what's in here, but I think it's an important document that'll start people thinking.
Thank you. Further discussion? Hassel.
I think my Commissioner Herring. I thought that the drafting job itself was an exquisite piece of work. I mean, this is actually readable.
Oh, my
God. It was a surprise, but it really is. And I want to commend whoever was involved in the actual writing of this thing.
Besides our capable staff, there were a number of members who did contribute to the drafting and proofing and redrafting and reproofing and redrafting. Would you, for the record,
acknowledge them?
Yes.
Sue Leeson, Carrie Timchop, Kim Duncan, and Ginny Lang did a lot of work in terms of drafting, redrafting, sending edits, and it just turned out perfect.
Thank you.
I would just like to thank the co-chairs for the updates and Marjorie for, you know, making sure we got everything in a timely manner, and for my new Horizon card, which downloads things a lot faster than my dial-up. And I could actually read them all in a timely manner. So thank you very much.
I think probably 99.9% of that credit should go through the staff. Commissioner Carnell.
Well, at the last meeting, some may remember, I made a fairly impassioned speech about making the language more emphatic, less intellectualized, et cetera. And so I do want to extend a great thank you to the four drafters who have come a long way since the last. This is the executive summary impression. We've come a very long way.
Thank you. Further discussion, Co-Chair Pryor, you had a minor amendment that you wanted to make to the executive summary, as I recall.
Thank you, Gary. On page 10, the last bullet, when we're talking about creating a recommendation from this committee to create a legislative improvement commission no later than 2016, or, and then we go on to say alternatively create an ongoing committee or commission, I would like to see us strike that part of that. The legislature has the power to do that at any time they want to. I think for us to recommend that at least by 2016 they create another one of these is enough. I think if they have an ongoing commission, it becomes business as usual. People don't pay as much attention to it, and it's not as powerful when it does fit. So as we give this to a legislative body with an eye to making it more, having more emphasis, I'm going to suggest that we just strike that last part of that sentence, and it would end at the sentence would end at no later than 2016 period.
Co-Chair Pryor has made the motion. Do you understand the motion, Commissioner Morse?
Thank you, and I endorse the motion. However, there's an old principle that what gets measured gets done. And it might be appropriate that we ask the joint committee that we're proposing to be formed to give a final end-of-session report to index what was proposed and what has been implemented, and make that a higher public profile issue as opposed to allowing this just to collect dust and not be seriously considered.
It sounds to me like we've got two different proposals going here. Could I dispense with the Commissioner Pryor motion and then move to the Commissioner Morse motion?
Certainly.
Okay, is there a further yes, the discussion on Co-Chair Pryor's motion, which is to, in the final bullet point on page 10, to put a period after 2016 and delete the rest of that bullet point so that it would simply create a new legislative improvement commission no later than 2016, period. Is there further discussion on that motion?
Are there other changes that would need to be made to reflect that beyond the executive?
This is a good point to inject this. This particular item under the bold print, legislative consideration of PCOL recommendations, the items contained here do not appear elsewhere in the report. They only appear in the executive summary. Mm-hmm. So I think it stands by itself. All right. Is there further discussion on Co-Chair Pryor's motion? Is there any objection to Co-Chair Pryor's motion? It's therefore adopted. Thank you. Now, Commissioner Morse, would you like to put your proposal in the form of a motion, please?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The first bullet point suggests creation of a joint committee to consider all bills introduced by the commission. I would propose that we add to that the committee would create a summary at the end of session
that compares actual bills introduced and the status of the bills against our recommendations, so that there is a wrap-up at the end of the session that highlights what we've recommended and what, in fact, has happened with those recommendations.
Can I ask a question?
Commissioner Barrows.
Senator, this assumes that there is that the legislature moves ahead and creates this joint committee. Is that correct?
That would be the assumption, yes.
Okay. So that if they don't do that and bills wind up in three committees in each house, are you not suggesting that each of those committees would then be responsible to do a summary little sheet of their bills that they got? Or is it only? I think for Marjorie's sake, some kind of a clarification on that point might be helpful. Because I don't have any sense whether the legislature will create such a joint committee, and I'm not going to ask the chief of staff of either presiding officer whether or not they intend to. But
amend the motion in the alternative, in lack if a joint committee is not appointed, that the leadership of both chambers will submit that final report. Thank you for that clarification.
Pardon? I think it's a great idea, and I hate to see it die if there's no joint committee.
Yeah, but it's a very real possibility that there won't be joint.
No.
Okay, Commissioner Seeley.
Just to build on that, maybe what you could do is request the presiding officers just report on implementation by some date, and then whether or not there's a joint committee. If we had a joint committee, we would certainly draw upon that staff and that committee to write the report, but if not, it would probably fall to the presiding officers. But either way, I think you can get at where you're wanting to go, is my sense. Mm-hmm. So you require them and give them a date, some time period to do it by.
Is that what your motion says?
That would be, and I would entertain a suggestion with respect to the date and timing. And I would also suggest that the timing is somewhat critical, because post-adjournment, mm-hmm. and we're all scattered, and it's a byline, versus at end of session, while we're measuring our results, that needs to be, and if that's the timing point to.
Well, what's your vision of a time, deadline?
By the end of session.
Oh, by the end of the session?
Or within 2 weeks following close of session. Connie, I defer to you on this.
I think in practice it's doable. Ideally, we're going to have policy committees that are going to close at a reasonable time, and we'll be able to evaluate whether what has happened. So I think in terms of staff work, it's a reasonable expectation.
2 weeks long, so I guess.
2 weeks
by July 1st.
Although if they adopt a recommendation at the end of session,
whichever is later.
So would the staff, to the best of her recollection, regurgitate the motion?
Request that the presiding officers report on implementation of commission recommendations by July 1st or 2 weeks after signee die.
Works for me.
Is that agreeable, Commissioner Morse?
If we could just make sure that it is comparing what was recommended and what is implemented, so that we understand we've not lost what has been recommended to the final action.
Does everyone now understand this motion? Commissioner Gordley.
Thank you very much. I do understand the motion. I would just suggest that the recommendation could be stronger with the addition of the word strongly recommends that the 74th Legislative Assembly create a joint committee, etc.
Okay.
And I would say further that I would be, this is just Wardley's personal statement, I would be very disappointed if the leadership, new leadership, do not appoint a joint committee to take up this this work. I'm sending a signal here. but I think we need to add the word strongly recommends. We want this body of work to move forward. And we want this body of work to move forward with a laser-like focus. And in order to achieve that, I believe we can achieve that through a committee that has this as its assignment, its sole assignment during the session. I think that's what we should.
Thank you, Senator. Could we dispense with these in two separate parliamentary moves here?
Mr. Chair, I was going to accept a friendly amendment.
Oh, okay. You want to
wrap it in if you would like.
We'll do it all in one. If the body will give us unanimous consent. Good. Okay, so is there any objection to the motion as amended with Commissioner Gordley's suggestion? Is there any objection to that motion as it stands at this time? Commissioner Frohnmayer.
Mr. Chair, it's not an objection. It's a statement in support of the motion, if I might at this time.
Absolutely.
In order to make it. And while I say the obvious, I think that the obvious can be lost over time. And that is that the greatest danger of these recommendations is that they will not be seen as an integrated whole by a group of good-spirited and well-informed citizens who've worked very hard to try to bring a variety of approaches to deal with a seven-point problem statement that collectively can address some of the issues that concern our fellow citizens. And the greatest danger of any one of these reforms or changes is that it will be nickeled and dimed to death, that it will be taken separately, that there will be a slow water torture inundation of it, and that the consequence will be at the end of the session not very much will have happened. And I think there's a great danger in what we produce that after this effort, if the only thing that's seen by the public is that there's a salary increase and additional staff and technology assistance for the legislators, then the whole thing will have been lost. So the intent of the motion, as I'm understanding it from both of my colleagues, is to preserve the notion that this is a package of recommendations, that they don't stand alone, that they're meant to be seen as a coherent whole, even though they address very different issues, and that they're meant to be treated respectfully and with a good deal of burden of persuasion already adopted by virtue of this process. So that's my statement and my concern, Mr. Chairman, but I think members of the Commission understand what I'm saying.
Thank you, Mr. Bush. Further comments, discussion?
To Commissioner Frohnmayer's concerns, I think we might want to look at expanding another amendment here to reinforce this concept of the interrelatedness of all the recommendations. There is language in the body, in the text, and in the conclusion that comes out pretty strongly on those points. But we don't have it up front in the bullet points probably as strongly as we might consider doing that to ensure that the recommendations of the Commission receive full consideration and are taken under consideration as an entire package. Language like that might also help address that concern.
Mr. Chair, I would have been stronger on this point, and I understand Commissioner Timchuk's point, but on page 22 of the report, we do adopt the recommendation that legislator compensation increases should be tied to reform in the expenditure of campaign funds. There might be good reason to tie it more broadly or to expect it to be tied more broadly to serious consideration and adoption of a broad range of the package of the considerations. That's a piece of legislative history, Mr. Chairman, not a motion at this point. But I think the point was made is made on page 22.
Commissioner Leeson.
Can we wait pull the two sentences that start on page 13 and add them to the executive summary? Just a point of emphasis. recommendations made by the commission are interconnected, and then it can be implemented separately, but the outcome will be better if those are implemented together in close succession, and then not continue the example, but add that to the executive.
For the benefit of the co-chair, who has trouble keeping track of more than about two things at once, could we dispense, first of all, with Senator Morse's proposal as amended with the addition of Senator Gordley's one-word change, and adopt that, and then move forward with this new proposal?
Call for the question on that.
Thank you. Is there any objection to Senator Morse's proposal as amended by Senator Gordley? Thank you. That was adopted. Now we can go forward with this next proposal, which deals with the integration, the acceptance of an integrated package. You had language that you thought you had.
Page 13.
Yes, as Commissioner Leeson was reading on page 13, we could use that language at the top of the paragraph. Recommendations made by the commission are interconnected. Many can be implemented separately, but the outcome will be better if most are implemented together in close succession. We could use something like that, or the recommendations in this report should receive full consideration and be considered as a package, something like that.
Commissioner Morse.
Thank you. The statement that President Frommeyer made was so articulate and so on point, and it's in the record. If it was possible to extract that and put it as the number one bullet point under legislative recommendations, I think it would satisfy what it is that we're wanting to accomplish. But Dave, I couldn't ask you to repeat it because
well, I can't.
but I believe it captures the essence of what we're.
It does.
The importance of what we're saying is this is an integrated concept.
Your point was to place it in the report where?
On page 10, the first bullet point under legislative consideration.
In the executive summary.
In the executive summary.
Yes, thank you. Can they be back? You just have to record it.
Yeah, and she knows where it is.
All right. Do we understand the motion? Is there any objection to the motion?
Will I be allowed to edit it for grammar syntax?
What is it? Revise and something in remarks in the congressional record?
Further questions, concerns? Okay, hearing no objection, then it is adopted. Thank you. Now, further discussion on the.
In that connection, and recognizing that a lot of our other recommendations depend upon or are interrelated with annual sessions, I'd like to point out a slight, the small disconnect between the language and the executive summary, which I like a lot, which is implement a plan that will allow both for a brief 2008 and annual legislative. So implement a plan that allows for annual legislative. In the page 25, which is the recommendation about annual sessions, it doesn't say implement a plan. It doesn't say we recommend. It is much milder, and I would like, therefore, to recommend that we strengthen the recommendation to say do it instead of the legislature must determine how and whether. So I'm seeing some smiles around the room, but it's my sense of this commission that we recommended annual sessions, and that's not how it's worded in the recommendation part of it.
Are you proposing specific language that...
I'm proposing that the language that's in the executive summary be used in the recommendation on page 25, which is the longer statement.
To replace the boldface type on 25.
All right, you've heard the motions. Discussion on Commissioner Carmel's motion. Commissioner Boone.
Maybe it's my cold, but it says the legislature must determine how and whether it's desirable to have annual sessions.
That doesn't say the commission recommends that there be annual sessions, not just in 2008. Nor does the language that follows make that recommendation.
The chair has a question of the committee chair of the commission that passed that recommendation out. Or the staff, can you recall the precise language that was adopted by the full commission the day we originally adopted the recommendation?
The language that is in the recommendation starting on page 25 is the wording that was actually adopted. That it has never changed.
Okay. Then the motion becomes to strengthen the language that was adopted originally by the full commission when they adopted the committee report on the annual sessions recommendation.
Specifically the second sentence that's bolded on page 25.
And you're proposing that that sentence be changed to the same sentence?
Implement a plan.
Right. Okay. Now, that's a fairly clear motion. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Commissioner Lang.
I guess I would say that, in my mind, the second sentence in the recommendation on page 25 is essentially telling the legislature to make a plan. That is to determine how and whether desirable to have annual sessions. So I have always believed that we essentially said these are ideas that we think are the right ideas, the right way to go, to use the authority that you have, but that you have to determine exactly what the plan is for how to best implement getting from a biennial session to meeting more routinely, and from a practical standpoint, that means every year.
Is there further discussion on the motion to amend? Is there objection to the motion to amend? There is objection. Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Commissioner Barrows?
No.
Commissioner Bernstein?
No.
Commissioner Boone?
No.
Commissioner Bronner?
Aye.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Freeman?
Aye.
Commissioner Duncan?
Aye.
Commissioner Brohnmeier?
No.
Commissioner Garber?
Aye.
Commissioner Gordley?
Aye.
Commissioner Harry?
No.
Commissioner Hill?
Aye.
Commissioner Carmel?
Aye.
Commissioner Lang?
No.
Commissioner Latimer?
No.
Commissioner Leeson?
Yes.
Commissioner Lindy?
No.
Commissioner Merton?
Abstain.
Commissioner Morse?
Yes.
Commissioner Schutte?
Aye.
Commissioner Seeley?
Aye.
Commissioner Timshaw?
Aye.
Commissioner Yoshida?
Yes.
Co-Chair Pryor?
No.
Co-Chair Wilson?
No. Well, it's 14 to 10.
Maybe two of you know that.
Yes. 14 yes, 10 no. Now, so that we don't end up with a situation that we ended up with earlier in our deliberations here, the chair wants to give anyone the opportunity to change their vote either way at this point so that we have a definite vote one way or the other. Is there anyone that would wish to change their vote? If not, the motion fails. Thank you. Further discussion on the adoption of the report. Comments, concerns, suggestions. Commissioner Leeson.
Yes, and why does that vote then? Do we need to redraft the recommendation on page 7? Because I agree with Commissioner Carmel, and as somebody who was fairly active in this, was aware of the conflict, now that we've resolved it, do we need to essentially moved the wording from page 25 to that bullet point on page 7.
So, Mr. Chair, if I may clarify, I think that Commissioner Leeson is suggesting that we take the second sentence of the bulleted bullet point on page 25 and insert that in the frequency and length of legislative sessions recommendation, make that the second bullet point on page 7.
So the bullet would read, determine how and whether it is desirable to have annual sessions beginning with the 2009 session.
14 people wish I hadn't opened my mouth.
Okay, I got that. No?
Everyone understand the motion?
That's a good suggestion.
Is there any objection to that motion? If not, it's so ordered. Further discussion.
I call for the question.
Barrows. Question has been called for. The clerk will call the roll.
Commissioner Barrows.
Aye.
Commissioner Bernstein.
Aye.
Commissioner Boone.
Aye.
Commissioner Bronner.
Aye.
Commissioner Burns.
Aye.
Commissioner
Sweet. Aye.
Commissioner Duncan.
Aye.
Commissioner Frohnmeyer.
Aye.
Commissioner Garber.
Aye.
Commissioner Gordley.
Aye.
Commissioner
Harry. Yes.
Commissioner Hill.
Aye.
Commissioner Carmel. Yes. Commissioner
Lang. Yes.
Commissioner
Latimer. Aye.
Commissioner Leeson. Yes. Commissioner Lynch. Commissioner Burton.
Aye.
Commissioner Morris.
Aye.
Commissioner Shudy.
Aye.
Commissioner Timshaw.
Aye.
Commissioner Yoshida?
Yes.
Co-Chair Fryer?
Yes.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much for our most important motion, I believe, of the tenure of this group. Our work is not completed.
However.
You will find at your place a document that is called Supplemental Information, which includes the text of all of the bill drafts. They don't have the summary sheet? They don't have this. Okay. If you turn to what is called page 93, and 94, I assume, that is a brief summary of the 11 bill drafts that are contained behind that sheet. We, as a commission, need to pass a motion to have those bills or those bill drafts introduced in the session. Now, we can do it en masse. We can adopt all 11 at once if you wish to do that. If you do not and you have objections to individuals, then we're going to vote on them one at a time. And I see two hands up. Commissioner Latimer.
Oh, okay. I couldn't
find
your
93. Second page.
Well, it's a little out of place, but it's a reference. No. Commissioner Bronner.
Let's try it, Mr. Co-Chair. I move that in mass we submit these for introduction.
Thank you, Commissioner Bronner. Motion's been made. Discussion on the motion to introduce all 11 of these bill drafts. Commissioner Carmel.
I would like to ask staff and or report writers, whoever's involved in this list, if there are any matters that you believe should have been put into bill form and treated as prospective legislation, prospective bills, that are not included on this list. In other words, I'm looking for what's missing rather than what's here, if anything.
Well, it's staff.
We looked through all of the recommendations that were made by the commission, identified those that were rules changes that are shifts in culture and those that require legislation. And I requested these LC drafts based on the recommendations from the commission. As I explained last week, we made some very general recommendations. Therefore, I submitted some pretty general requests to legislative council, but I also guided them, as you'll see in some of the letters, from legislative council. I gave them previous drafts, previous legislation, previous initiatives that they could use as a model to follow, just so that we could get something drafted and have a vehicle ready for the legislature to use in their subsequent discussions. So I think what you have here in terms of legislation is probably what we need. And if not, then if the joint committee is formed, they can always request additional drafts to implement anything that we've recommended here.
Thank you. It's my understanding also that all of those items, and there are a number, that will require the expenditure of funds. Those proposals will be made as, for the most part, will be made as option packages to the legislative branch budget bill when it is finding its way through the process. So those may not be specifically included in this package, but it goes without saying that we have to, if we're going to accomplish some of these things, we're going to have to appropriate some money. And that's, I believe, the procedure that will be followed in the most part for getting those funds.
I'm not seeing redistricting permission.
It's within the state controller. We have a constitutional revision, and that revision takes care of the state controller piece and adjusts the redistricting process.
That's not two items in one amendment. Is
yes, it?
It
is. It requires two-thirds approval of the legislative assembly.
That will probably find some amendment in the, I would guess, in the committee process. Good question. Further discussion? Hans, Commissioner Lindy?
Just for the record, not that I want to recommend changing anything, but just for the record, a couple of former judges and an attorney general sitting here who probably would not want to defend the primary draft the way it's written. So I'm sorry that you based it on the initiative draft. It has a lot of unresolved constitutional problems in it, and I'm a little embarrassed to vote for it, but as long as it's only, as Bowser says, it's only a basis to have really a placeholder for a bill, I mean, we might as well send it forward. But I think for the record I should say this.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindy. Marjorie.
And again, thank you, Commissioner Lindy, for pointing that out. And you'll see that I've also included letters from legislative counsel that outline here a number of constitutional questions for some of these bills, and I've identified in the summary where council has additional questions that need to be answered before the legislature moves forward with approving any of these concepts. So I doubt that many of these are finished bills when they're printed.
Thank you. First, Commissioner Carmel.
Why is there not a bill here concerning program evaluation? I'm very sensitive.
It is. It's in the 1570.
It's on the back side, subpage 94.
They're in the page, Barbara.
Further comments?
Yeah.
Mr. Frohnmayer.
Mr. Chairman, could there simply be a ruling from the chair that's part of the legislative understanding that these are submitted in view of the fact that there may well be constitutional or legal issues that appear, deferring to Justice Lindy's quite appropriate point that none of us is giving a priority judgment that these are in perfect form, but that they are placeholders designed to initiate legislative discussion from that point.
Thank you, Commissioner Frohnmayer. I believe that's absolutely the case. I think we all understand that it's a rare bill that enters the halls of the legislature without being in some way changed and improved most of the time during the process. And so I think you would consider these bill drafts, the same. They will undergo great scrutiny and a lot of work over the next 6-8 months and will ultimately come out better than they went in, no doubt. We have that. Some of us still hold that optimism. Thank you for the point. Further discussion? Since you're ready to vote, clerk will call the roll.
Commissioner Barrows?
Aye.
Commissioner Burns? Commissioner Ely?
Aye.
Commissioner Braun?
Aye.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Cease?
Aye.
Commissioner Duncan?
Aye.
Commissioner Frongmeyer?
Aye.
Commissioner Garber?
Aye.
Commissioner Gordley?
Aye.
Commissioner Herring?
Yes.
Commissioner Hill?
Aye.
Commissioner Carmel?
Aye.
Commissioner Lane?
Yes.
Commissioner Latimer?
Aye.
Commissioner Leeson?
Yes.
Commissioner Lindy?
Aye.
Commissioner Merton?
Aye.
Commissioner Morris?
Aye.
Commissioner Schutte?
Aye.
Commissioner Seeley?
Aye.
Commissioner Timchuk?
Aye.
Commissioner Yoshida?
Yes.
Co-Chair Pryor?
Aye.
Co-Chair Wilhelm?
Aye. Motion is adopted. Co-Chair Pryor.
Sir.
I don't think any of the sitting here today have any doubt about the tremendous amount of work and the hours that it has taken this lady to help us get to where we are today, to have these two very significant votes. And on behalf of all of us, Marjorie, here is just a very tiny token of our appreciation for all those hours.
Further comments, Commissioner Boone.
I would also like to thank Patsy, and before Patsy, Kelly. Yes, for their hard work in keeping track of what we've said.
Absolutely.
And what we do.
Thank you. Further comments,
Chairman.
Commissioner Kimchel.
Thank you. I said at the very first meeting of the commission, I think way back, whenever that was, September of last year, that the goal of this commission would be to adopt recommendations that were both realistic and idealistic, both. And I think we've accomplished that, and a good share of the credit of that, I think, goes to our co-chairs. And I know I speak for all members of the commission in thanking Judge Pryor and you, Gary, for your patience and your leadership and for your perseverance in getting this to where we got to today. So on behalf of all commission members, thank you to the co-chairs. So.
Laura's a sensitive one.
Everything's relevant.
Yeah. Commissioner Schutte, did you have a comment?
Commissioner Timchuk, the words out of my mouth.
Good. Well, you're entirely welcome. It's been a pleasure. Most of the time. It's been a
pleasure.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. Yes, sir.
Now what?
Well,
this
is
the journey.
We now what? We are going to actually, we're trying to put together a recognition dinner, a function of some kind for the commission. As you might expect, it's very difficult to get 30 busy people together in the same place at the same time
to have fun
in the holiday season. So we're working on it. Stay tuned. We will get as many of you together as possible, and we will have a celebration event, and I think where you will all be appropriately recognized for your contribution to this effort.
What's
so,
next is the evil.
Well, yeah, then the business part of what's next is that 8:30 a.m. December 1st is the full emergency board meeting, and we are first on the agenda, and we will present, Laura and I will jointly present this final report in its finished form to the legislature at that point, as directed by the bill that was passed during the last session. And then a copy will also be made available to all 90 members of the legislature following that, as directed by the legislature that was enacted last session. And at that point, I believe the function of the public commission is formally at an end. Laura and I have both committed to stay with the recommendations through the session until somebody pulls the plug on them or until they're adopted. We're not going to walk away from them. And I hope that you would all stand ready to assist if called upon to come in and testify, help us make points, spread the word to the membership and so forth, because we would intend to do that. Some of these recommendations will obviously be enacted. Some of them will very likely not be enacted. We have to just accept what the legislature does, I believe, but I can tell you that I will, for one, strongly advocate for all but about two of our recommendations.
Sure. So what's the mechanism for connecting with the commission regarding different opportunities to testify or help out or whatever? How's that going to work?
Well, it kind of depends on what the, in my opinion, it kind of depends on how the legislature goes along with us. If they do appoint a joint committee, that makes it a lot easier. As a matter of fact, your names can all be put on a notification list early, now, for that matter, so that you will be notified when any of these bill drafts come up for legislative consideration. And as a matter of fact, we're taking steps this session to beef up that our ability to do that. We're bringing ourselves into the 21st century with that as well, and it'll be easier for you to be notified, easier for the staff to keep track of who wants to be notified on which bill and so forth. And so we can add your names up front and early so that you will be notified as soon as these bills start to find their way through the committee process.
They're not an easy way. I'm sorry. I thought he pointed.
Commissioner Seeley.
I can answer your question. My suggestion, and I'm going to put my staff hat on, would be for folks on the commission who have an interest, and I'm guessing given your committee work, you might have stronger interest in certain parts versus other, to let Marjorie know that you know, you're really interested in coming down and testifying on annual sessions or the legislative audit, and I know that's not what we ended up calling it, and forgive me, or whatever piece, the Compensation Commission, to let Marjorie and kind of, since she is our permanent staff, and I am not here to say that she is going to be staffing any committee or that's revolving this, you know, who knows what the future holds in that regard, but she is a permanent staff person, and I know because she's such a good permanent staff person, she would hand that off to someone if she wasn't staffing that committee. So I would see her as kind of that hub that everyone should connect to and make sure she knows how to get a hold of you and what you're interested in participating in.
Commissioner Carmel.
Would it not be easier, rather than personalizing the Jim needs this, Barbara needs that, Dave needs that, would it not be easier for the commissioners to receive, unless they choose to unsubscribe, the commissioners to receive this is what's being heard when, a standard schedule so we can pick and choose at our option instead of having to have some staff somewhere decide whether or not we want to be notified?
Having staffed these committees before, I will convey all of your contact information to whoever is staffing any committee that has to do with any of our bills, and they'll have to communicate with you about how you want to be communicated with. But as Connie said, I think there are some changes coming for how our agendas are distributed, who gets agendas signed or signs up for agendas, or whether they're by bill or what. So we'll work with you. Don't worry. I'm not going to lose your contact information. But we can't really start this until January 8th.
It is a little different this at this time than usual. We've always been in a situation where people wanted to be notified about any bill, all the action on any bill, that they could find their way into the process, and any bill in the process, and including these. But we have made an improvement during this interim, and I believe it will go into effect. It's intended to go into effect in the 07 session, whereby we've mechanized that to some extent, and it will be easier. And we can bury you with notifications on public hearings and work sessions on bills. And it's pretty foolproof. So I think you make a good point. You will likely get all of this information unless you decide you do not want it. We will submit your name on these bills for sure, and that should do the job for you. But if you want to unplug from some of that, why, you have every right to do that, Commissioner Braun.
The commission will be invited to the reunion on December 1st. and those invitations will be in the mail shortly, or maybe you've already received them. And it would be nice if you could attend that, because most of the legislature will be there, and if you want to talk, and if they recognize that you're commissioner, they'll probably ask you questions.
Does everyone understand the reunion that Commissioner Bronner is thinking about? No, I don't think so, Frank. Go ahead and explain it.
Well, the Capital Foundation was formed by the legislature 10 years ago or so. Our purpose is to enhance the capital, and we've done several projects, funded several projects. We have a foundation. And this reunion invites former legislators, former lobbyists, existing legislators, existing lobbyists, and friends of the Capitol to come and celebrate. The speech that will be made is probably 5 minutes long, and you'll have a great time, and there will be a silent auction. It's to raise money for the foundation, in case you've missed that.
The last one of these functions was very well received, and it was great. I mean, a lot of old-timers getting together, and not so old-timers getting together to swap stories.
Tony Meeker is our president, and he'll be the only one speaking. And it's a very enjoyable evening, and it would be great to see you there.
Commissioner Gordley.
Thank you very much. Many thanks to the League of Women Voters, observing that they have been with us from the very beginning and active participants in this process. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You have great patience. Commissioner. Who's got the gavel?
No.
Commissioner Cease.
Thank you. A question. You said that the Foley Board is considering this on Friday the 1st. Is there a subcommittee the day before? Or?
It's a very good question from a former legislator. We are bypassing subcommittee in this case, going straight to the full. Because of the language in the bill, because we didn't think it was necessary to take up the time in the subcommittee, we had to make the report to the full anyway. They just blocked us a half an hour at the beginning of the agenda, and it'll be over and done with.
Thank you.
That is also the day that the governor's budget comes out. Mm-hmm. We will be competing for media time. Paso. Commissioner Garber.
And the night of the Bronner Party.
And later that day, we can
call it. Please don't call it the Bronner Party. It's nonpartisan.
Commissioner Kimchuk.
Speaking of that, the media, Mr. Chair, in the media future, getting the word out about the report, will it be available to the public on the website? I understand you and the co-chair are going to hit the op-ed circuit and get the word out about this. I know the presence of Mr. Kane there with the AP and Mr. Steve back there with the press and helping to spread the word about what we've done. So.
Yes.
And that's on your agenda?
Absolutely is. As early as tomorrow morning at 8:30? 8? Whatever it is. At the State Journal.
And you will all be pleased to know that the media on the east side of the state where I've been going are all asking the same questions that you just asked. Are these bills just going to get buried in the 3,000 bills that come into the session, or is there going to be some way to be able to track them? And they were all very glad to hear that perhaps there was going to be a joint committee and it would be easier to follow this to see what happens. So, yes, we are out there talking to those folks, you folks.
Make no mistake about it. We've visited with media and will continue to, and we're asking for their help because we know that in order to get public acceptance and public support for these recommendations, we have to spread the word. It's not easy to get the word out on these things, so we're looking for as much earned media as we can possibly get. And so far, the media has treated the commission and the recommendations very well, from my perspective. I'm happy with it so far, and we're going to continue to work with them. Commissioner Gordley.
Just an FYI, Senator Morse and I both serve on the emergency board, and so we will be with you on December 1st, and we will, I think I can speak on behalf of Senator Morse when I say that we will be joining you in your encouragement to form that joint commission. That will be our first opportunity to make that request publicly.
Thank you.
I'll be with you too, Angel. That's right. Thank you.
Good.
For one last meeting.
Commissioner Lamb.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I would like to urge that we remember that a lot of the material, a lot of the recommendations in the report don't translate into bills. Mm-hmm. And so if we're, I want us to make sure that we're not just going to be tracking bills, and that the that if there is a committee of some kind, that there be a way to talk about some of the other kinds of change that we've recommended. Because if we just lean on the bill drafts or the constitutional amendments, we've missed the boat.
As Commissioner Forbarn.
No, just to second that very important statement, a good number of the process reforms will be decided or not decided the day that the gavel slams when the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate are elected, which means that really the next 60 days will determine within the respective caucuses of, in one case, the new controlling party, and in the other case, the continuing party. If these changes or recommendations are not adopted, then that already is an early rebuke to many of the efforts that have taken place. So the Commissioner Lang is quite correct about the immediacy of some of these, and it's within the next 60 days.
Well, the next 60 days are critical. The adoption of rules by both chambers obviously are very critical, and as a matter of fact are, I believe, already under review. There was press coverage of statements made by the the new Speaker of the House that he had already proposed some rules changes. So you know that the rules, the committees that are working on the rules are at work, and I believe are attempting to integrate some of the recommendations that have been made by the commission. Some of us have been meeting for some time on the specific proposals surrounding the retiming proposal and the annual session proposal. We started out with a very small work group that I can speak of in the House Republican Caucus, expanded that to a larger joint group of 12, 6 D's, 6 R's in the House, and are now expanding it further to a joint House-Senate DR work group to look at that proposal. And it's been a good exercise. As much as we reviewed that proposal in committee and then here in the commission, it's interesting when you get into a different environment with different folks with different perspectives, how questions are brought up. As a result of those questions being answered, the proposal gets improved and gets better understood by the proponents, so that as we continue to expand the group that we're presenting it to, we can better articulate the proposals that we have, in fact, made. And I can, when is that next meeting? I think it's going to be changed tomorrow. We have to communicate about that. But the joint House-Senate larger work group is coming up. You know, it was originally scheduled. But anyway, that's going to be a very interesting exercise. But that proposal is moving on down the ball field. We're getting her closer to the goal line. Hopefully we'll get there. Commissioner Merton.
I think you've just given an eloquent description of why we're all in favor of collaboration. So getting this joint committee established, I think, is a really high priority.
That's for those of you who are sensitive. But it's an absolute essential in this case. It's working well. These proposals are not partisan proposals. They are not even liberal conservative proposals. They are good government proposals, and I believe are being accepted that way. But there are a lot of technical questions, and when a seasoned veteran legislator all of a sudden has somebody lay this baby in front of them, and they look at it, they've got to take a deep breath. because some of these retiming suggestions are out of the box. So we're getting there.
Again, kind of putting on my staff hat, if the commission feels strongly about the joint committee, one thing it might suggest doing, just frankly, we are, now that we are beginning the organizing process, talking about committee structure, either collectively or individually, might consider writing a letter to the speaker-elect and the president-elect suggesting that they establish a joint committee or any other piece of this
or the minority leaders too. Remember, we don't leave them out.
Absolutely.
Right.
So,
is that a motion?
Can we have the commission do that as a letter rather than individually? Is it still in order to move that?
I don't believe that you need a motion. If you want to put it in the form of a motion, we'll certainly accept the motion.
I'd like to be part of the official action of the commission that the speaker designate, the president designate, and the minority leaders, respectively, of each of the houses be notified of the importance attached to the joint committee approach to this legislation.
All right. Discussion on that motion. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, it's adopted. Commissioner Seeley.
I have a second. The other suggestion I may make is that, this is a fairly, critical time as we do begin to organize in the next 60 days, that one of the ways we all communicate or get information out to members is trying to go to the caucuses, and that maybe the co-chairs might consider trying to at least extend the offer of being willing to present to the caucuses or whatever group here would choose to want to do that, this information, this volume.
You want a motion?
Whatever you need.
I think we're there.
Yeah. All we need to do is...
Thank you. Further comments, discussion, questions? Co-Chair Pryor, you have any final comments?
I do.
Figured you did.
I have a touchy-feely.
Of course, you're the sensitive.
As the representative of East of the Mountains on this committee and from rural Oregon, I want to thank you for the ability to interact with all of you and to watch this unfold. And my great sorrow, really, in some ways, is that I couldn't have had a couple of other people from each of the mountains on this to see how this functioned, to see how this worked. Because it worked on behalf, I believe, of all the people, no matter where you live in the state of Oregon. And from rural Oregon, there's so few times when we have the ability to participate in something like this. It's been a grand experience, and I will do my best as I travel across eastern Oregon to relate how this happened and what it meant. Because what happened here, I believe, perhaps we won't see all the results of this for a long time. Because everything has its time. And sometimes you can't throw enough money and people at something to make it work. But when the time is right, it will come back. So you've done wonderful work, and I've been just so honored to participate with all of you. I want to thank all of you for the experience, especially you.
Thank you. And this co-chair would like to acknowledge the participation of all 32 of us. We have had... we currently stand at 29, as I believe, because we've had three people who have had to depart. But those, plus the 29 of you, your work is sincerely appreciated. The five committee chairs that we had, Commissioner Tim Chuck, Commissioner Seeley, Commissioner Latimer, Commissioner Lang, Commissioner Wilson, spent a great deal of time. Also, in addition to the regular duties of working on the commission, but doing their job as committee chairs is also very much appreciated. And it's been a real exercise. I have learned a great deal going through some of these proposals. I had my mind made up on a lot of things. Still do on a couple, but I have learned a great deal on a couple three issues that I now am a lot more moderate in my view on than I was when we started this exercise. Yeah, well, it's irrelevant to everybody here, but it's meaningful to me.
But it's going to be important.
In any event, but I do believe that we will find success with most of the recommendations that we have made. I do not believe that a couple of them will make it, but I believe that most of them will, and I could even go in and advocate for the ones I don't agree with, I guess, but I think that in the end, after the close of the next session of the legislature, we're going to be able to look back, and you're going to be able to clearly identify the fruit of the labor that we have spent in the last year and a half on this commission. And with that, if there's nothing further to be said, this commission is adjourned.